This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
The Edge and Rain Show. Rain's an Edge Show. That's it. Rain's an Edge Show.
Just when I was getting accustomed to Rain's an Edge, just yank that carpet right out from under my feet. Tumbling ass over tea kettle, I guess is the word.
Indeed. So here on the Free Talk Live Network here on a live, well, not live, but Friday night.
We're live.
We're doing a unique show.
We're live to tape.
And I expect us.
Not on the tape. We're live to digits and bytes and stuff like that.
I expect us to make it to, I expect to be alive when this airs. Yes. I am, by the way, for those that don't
know. That sounds like a way to jinx yourself, really.
I don't think so. Well, I don't really believe in that, so there you go.
Believe in what?
Jinxes.
Self-fulfilling prophecies you don't believe in?
I superstition like that?
No, self-fulfilling prophecies. You put it into your subconscious, and you actualize it without intent.
Well, I suppose it could happen, but...
Much like the targeting, as RFK would say, of the... COVID virus against blacks and Caucasians.
Well, I think that RFK has dug awfully deep into this whole COVID thing, and there's a lot of conspiracy theories. And this is the problem when you don't tell people the truth. Fauci said, oh, you don't need masks. Then you do need cloth masks.
Do you want to be consistent or do you want to be right? Seriously.
I want to be right.
Well, then don't plan on being 100% consistent.
Well, that's probably true. There were a lot of mistakes made during COVID, and people don't want to own that. People in the government don't want to own that. And I think that that's the real problem, is that people feel lied to. Like, if I'm dealing with somebody in business or in life, and they don't want to acknowledge where they effed up, I can't continue on dealing with them because they live in a fantasy world where they did all the right things, and I don't need that. I mean, I don't imagine for a second that I do all the right things, and I don't expect that from anybody else, but I do want you to learn from your mistakes.
I am sure demonstrating that running this board today. But you won't hear it out of the audience. It'll all be cleaned up one way or another.
Indeed. But I think that RFK is an important voice in the Democratic Party. He represents people like Dennis Kucinich out there, voices that have long...
Is he the campaign manager for RFK Jr.?
I don't know. He might be.
That's how we were talking. I think that was on last week's show, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't have the greatest memory. COVID took it from me.
Yes.
So I want to read a tweet from a man named Scott Horton. For those who are in the libertarian sphere, you know who Scott Horton is. He's a sort of an expert on foreign policy. But I think this tweet encapsulates, and it's a long one, encapsulates the libertarian view of RFK. Not to say that RFK is a great libertarian. He is not. So going on here with Scott Horton, I'm not going to do the Texas accent that he's got. First, nothing here is about whether he's a libertarian or whether libertarians should or should not support or vote for him. The guy's a Democrat. He's just interesting to me, that is all, and I'm really trying to say here. The way his Zionism has really creeped in, from disregarding the rights of Palestinians to now also being bad on Iran as his great woke anti-racist signaling device, is, as the kids say, completely cringe. And for me, a deal killer.
Completely what?
Cringe.
Oh, cringe.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what it means, but it makes,
I thought you said Chris. And you know what that is.
No.
Or rather, Riz. I can't even say.
No.
When you got a lot of Riz?
No.
Got a lot of charisma.
No, didn't know that.
Yeah.
He also said all kinds of left-wing stupid stuff on guns and corporate charters and other things dating back to before his campaign and also recently about signing an AR ban, etc. So he's no Ron Paul, but he's pretty close to a Kucinich.
And he has no Riz, really, to me, but go ahead. Others would disagree.
Well, I mean, he's up against Joe Biden, who has very little. You know, he's wandering off in the woods and things like that. So, anyway, he's close to Kucinich, Paul's old friend and anti-war colleague from the House, who I think is a decent guy and is his campaign manager. As I always say, for example, about Tucker Carlson, I don't need him to be a libertarian. I accept that most Americans will not. But I do need a good anti-war conservative out there to lead other good conservatives. Switch a few words out, and the same thing applies to Kennedy and the liberals here. So I guess I'm just saying I'm prepared to be quite entertained by his run for the next year or so because he's absolutely great on Ukraine and the Cold War with Russia. Also good as you can hope for. That is by far the most important thing in the world. As factual, quantitative matter, presuming human life matters at all, nothing is more important than America's relationship with Russia. Right now, it's completely wrecked. But between us, we have about 14,000 H-bombs, and with at least a couple thousand currently deployed, one U.S. submarine could destroy all of Russia. But they have the dead hands, so their computers would take revenge on us and kill us, too. Not that this is likely to happen, but it is far more likely now than it was just 2 years ago, and this danger must be reversed immediately.
That's a lot of characters for a tweet.
Yeah, it's a long tweet. He's got the blue check.
Oh,
so he pays for it, so he can tweet as much as he wants.
What is the you can go as long as you? Because I was thinking he had posted an image of this statement or something.
No, this is.
You really can.
Yeah, you can.
What is that? $7 a month?
I don't know. Huh. I don't have it. They never gave it to me when I was before. When you know, I'm really Mark Edge. Hell, I don't even have a Wikipedia page, which I kind of like. Anyway.
Well, somebody out there should make Mark's Wikipedia page.
Please, and
use me as a source, please. Dennis Kucinich, by the way, is RFK's campaign manager.
To have a chance to have a major party presidential candidate who understands this being the relationship with Russia, whose dad made a deal with Khrushchev at the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, is a big deal. Especially when the rest of his party is so bad on it.
Did he say his dad?
Yeah, RFK made the deal, is the claim.
No, JFK did.
Well, somebody said that in the comments, and he said, wrong, and didn't even defend. So, I don't know, but let's, you know.
Maybe RFK negotiated.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure JFK had to give the final
okay on
that. It
would seem like it, yeah. Let's see. I know he doesn't want conflict with China, though I don't know what he has to say about Taiwan, but the spirit of detente would be a good start. I think the legacy of the anti-war Vietnam, anti-Iraq war movement still lives among American liberals, progressives, and leftists. If they have good leadership, reminding them that peace is what's important, I consider it RFK's mandate to revive the voters and 2005 Democratic Party at least professed views on war. Instead of being Pelosi, they should meet it this time. But let's face it, Joe Biden is very old and getting older. It's unanimous that Harris cannot be the candidate. The establishment's best shots are Whitmer and Newsom. They both have some major baggage, especially their records on the lockdowns. So many fled California that they lost a congressman, first net loss in population since the Spanish arrived 500 years ago. And this is Kennedy's strongest issue. What's funny and ironic is that the establishment media thinks it's his weakest. Did he step in speculating the other day? But otherwise, I think he did step in S the other day, speculating. But otherwise, I think he can mostly run circles around his critics on it. And I don't know how long it will take, but at some point, the TV media and their sponsors are going to realize that they are giving this so-called anti-vax views much greater prominence than they ever had. And their attacks on him about it will very likely have diminished returns. They can keep insisting he's a kook, but he doesn't really sound like one. He wrote a 600-page book about it, and he can cite all kinds of studies off the top of his head. Remember a few weeks ago, ABC just completely cut a major part out of his interview, obviously because he had completely bodied the anchor lady. They sent out to get him. I don't know what bodied means, but it doesn't sound good. So I saw his speech at Porkfest, and I heard his case that the U.S. intelligence agencies knew the germ had escaped the lab by September 2019, and that they spent months preparing the censorship regime for it all. I did not have all his footnotes, but his accusations were specific enough that it sounded a lot more like journalism than trutherism. He can tighten that argument up to a couple. If he can tighten that argument up to a couple of minutes, he would really convince people to at least go see his site where he demonstrates it, or something like that. I think it could be a major political earthquake. This is an issue that affected every person and family in the country. I found it compelling. And he goes on here. He's also good on Bitcoin.
It's a long tweet.
It's a long tweet, yep. But,
what should I take away from this? Because as you were listening to that, I was Googling RFK and the Cuban Missile Crisis and other things. And
last week I asked you, would you rather have Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? Right? Like, you're going to get one of them. Does that sound like an accurate statement?
No.
Okay, you think that there's a Republican candidate that is more...
Oh,
like,
you're asking
in
me...
In the Republican... yeah, there's going to be a Republican nominee.
Yes.
And that nominee is likely to be either Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump.
I would just like the one that's most likely to lose.
I understand. I know how Democrat minds work. I know how Republican minds work. I got it. But you did state that if you were to have a president... that was one or the other, that you would prefer to have Trump.
Well, that was last week.
Okay.
You want me to be right or consistent?
I just want you to, you know, I mean, I understand that opinions change, and I don't have a problem with that. My opinion is that, you know, with Biden's attacks on Bitcoin and what appears to be a desire for war with a nuclear power, those two things are deal killers for me. Like, I know that Trump isn't going to give me that. I don't trust DeSantis to not give me that. So, for me, it's RFK.
Well, I don't accept your premise on that you won't get that from Donald Trump either.
Okay.
And by the way, we're not going to talk about it this week because it's so lengthy and all. It's the think tanks and foundations that have gotten early in on Donald Trump's campaign and writing the policy, and they have a whole plan on how to consolidate presidential power that has sort of been working its way through that wing of the establishment to make a strong, ever since President Nixon, really, and Reagan. But that, we're digressing off your topic. So I don't agree with your points about that we won't get those from Trump or DeSantis.
Well,
I think you'll get it.
I don't know about DeSantis.
I don't think that Biden is that anti-Bitcoin, but I think that within the bureaucratic establishment, there is a faction that is not pro-digital currencies. But there's two. BlackRock is lobbying for a Bitcoin ETF. You know, the deep state, if you will, is already bought into Bitcoin and some of the other.
Sure, you can sell new cars in this country if you've got $10 million to open a Ford dealership. But if you want to sell in most states more than three cars per year, you need a dealer's license. And this is basically what it's coming down to with Bitcoin.
You need an occupational license for a lot of stuff.
You need an occupational license for a lot of things. It's absolutely true. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're not ripping people off, why would you need an occupational
license?
People
rip people off.
They do.
People suck.
Yeah. And the FBI hasn't caught a single scammer yet. At Ian's trial...
What kind of scammer?
A Bitcoin scammer. So at Ian's trial... we had a lady who conducted a raid on Ian's house and she had been in for like 17 years in this particular fraud investigation.
You don't think Sam Bankman Friedman was a scammer?
She didn't catch him.
Well,
she said that she had never caught one. These Nigerian princes that are ripping little old ladies off, or whatever the story is, the FBI's rules aren't fixing that.
Well, I'm not first-party knowledge to this. I'll have to take your word for that on that. But I believe that we do have people that have been...
Sam Bankman-Fried seems like a crook.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what the legal standing is to go after him in Bahamas. I guess it doesn't matter now.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt your point there.
Just my point is that the FBI isn't very good at going after scammers, but they're pretty good at going after Americans that sell Bitcoin above board to other people. And they're doing it a lot. Another guy just got sentenced this week.
All right.
Yep, just keeps happening. People selling Bitcoin to other people. And
but Bitcoin will continue.
Bitcoin isn't going to go away, but
right.
You know, I hate to see my fellow Americans being thrown in the pokey for a victimless crime, and you know, all under the ruse that they're working with scammers. Maybe they don't even know this stuff. There was a guy in Texas who had the license.
Yes, but I'm not talking about the people you know. I'm talking about people that suck.
Well, those are the ones that I'm referring to, too. And a lot of them work for the FBI and in the federal government. Because nothing will make you act irresponsibly like not having responsibility for your actions. And they're not responsible. If Joe Biden messes up, nobody's going to hold him to account. He doesn't have to pay for a mistake.
All right.
So, and neither would RFK when he's president.
All right, that's the final word from you on that until you take it another direction.
Indeed, I will. So, anyway, I just think that RFK is an interesting candidate, and if we're being provided with choices, choices are good. I want choices when it comes to presidential candidates, and I want people to have those choices. I likely won't vote in the election, but if I do, if it was held today, RFK would be on my list of people I would vote for.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think RFK...
Also, I'm annoyed with the Biden administration for choosing not to run in New Hampshire or Iowa.
Well, the Democratic Party changed the order of the...
Always, though, the Biden administration didn't have anything to do with that.
Not directly.
Yeah.
I mean, it just works in everybody's convenience. I mean, there's been a movement to change that long before President Biden was elected. And if you were of the Democratic Party, you probably feel pretty good about the fact that they're changing that.
Well, why would you feel that way?
Because it's another way that where you can, to use borrow a word, target narrow voter groups and have outside influence on the outcome. So if you're going to start with Iowa, where it is generally more conservative than the Democratic Party at whole,
uh-huh.
You're going to have a more conservative, small electorate influence and eliminate a lot of the primary candidates out of the field. Now, of course, this year, I doubt that there's much to do there.
Well, this year is to cement that that South Carolina is the first state for the
Democrats. Yes, and I that benefits, even going back to your RFK argument, that I think that benefits Joe Biden is that he's much likely to run stronger against RFK in South Carolina than New Hampshire or Iowa.
Yeah, right.
But there's, when you look at the money that's flowing to RFK's campaign, it's not the libertarians, it's not the people that are anti-vax money might be coming to him, but it's not where his money is. The money is coming from rich Republicans because they want him to run and damage Joe Biden. And also there's money going to Joe Manchin. They're trying to push him into a third-party opposition. So it's all about gaming the system.
Well, I will agree with you that that there's a spoiler effect, certainly. But that spoiler effect has worked against and for Republicans and against and for Democrats in the past. And
right, but now they're trying to work it against the incumbent. That's usually the way it works, is against the incumbent or against the heir to the incumbent.
To me, I would prefer to have choices. There's going to be a person sitting in that seat come 2025, and I would prefer it not be somebody who wants war with Russia and hates Bitcoin. Those are my.
I don't think he wants war with Russia.
Really?
He wants dominance of Russia.
Right. Right. And Russia's probably not going to take that very well.
Well,
nobody would.
That is the policy of the United States of America.
It's the policy of NATO. Yeah.
It's the policy. We back going all the way back to the Clinton administration. George Bush Sr. and James Baker had made promises to Boris Yeltsin and Gorbachev of not expanding NATO. Clinton came in, and the power structure behind him pushed that direction. And you get to George W. Bush, and you have a new strategic doctrine that says we will not allow any power to rise to challenge us. So that doesn't just cover Russia. That covers China, too.
Sure.
And if you go back, we're really getting into inside baseball on this. Zbigniew Brzezinski's, Carter's national security head, national security advisor, he wrote the book, I think, The Grand Chessboard. And he made the case that we needed to dominate Central Asia to prevent the rise of other powers. World domination, or that may seem too strong a word, but empires expand. And the American empire has been expanding for a long time. When we think about manifest destiny, and we think, oh, we're going to build a railroad across the country. No, they were talking about manifest destiny, that we were going to go across the continent and control the Pacific. That was 200 years ago.
Sure. 100%. I get it. I don't support it. I don't support, I think that people should have the government that they demand, and that government should work within the chorus of voices.
I was, as you know, active against the invasion of Iraq, and I thought that would be one of the biggest strategic mistakes our country had ever made, certainly in my lifetime, bigger than the mistake of trying to maintain control over Vietnam. But now I've become a reluctant imperialist.
What?
Yes. I will say that, because once the Bush Doctrine was carried out, we set up the momentum. It was such a waste of our national resources to go into Central Asia and to go in Iraq. Such a waste of human life. Such a waste of American young men and women. And we've pushed everybody to the point now that the only alternative or the only strategy on the other side is to see our demise, not demise as a country, but our demise is control of the world economic
right,
system
only one,
and the dollar dominance. And that's not going to be good.
Here's what concerns me. Yep. Russia has just warned that ships going into the Black Sea are subject to, their dominance in the Black Sea. Could have a very well have a Lusitania kind of situation going on there, where in World War I, the Germans sunk a ship, a U.S. ship, because it was carrying arms. And it was
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A tornado in North Carolina may be contributing to a drug shortage in the U.S. because it hit a Pfizer plant. The Biden administration has gotten voluntary commitments from the top AI companies to implement responsible development of that technology. Democrats and the Senate Judiciary Committee advancing a Supreme Court ethics bill. The bill would set up a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices. A Nebraska teenager who used abortion pills to end her pregnancy going to jail for 90 days. 19-year-old Celeste Burgess was sentenced yesterday after she pled guilty earlier this year. The nation's largest teachers union says it's fed up with social media's impact on the students' behavior and mental health. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Reigns and Edge here on the Free Talk Live Network.
And the rain side is over here. Right. Heavy rain, right here.
And the Mark Edge side is over here, yeah, indeed.
I'm looking at all of you.
And in the last segment, we were talking about potential war in Russia.
Europe.
Yeah.
Around the world.
And... for those that don't know, I am pretty anti-war. I do not like this stuff. You, Henry, have just revealed that you are a reluctant imperialist.
I'm anti-war, too.
Okay. You would like the United States to be successful in its imperialism without war.
I think that's the only option right now.
I think that that's
likely. I think we had options back 20 and 30 years ago when we were the dominant power, when Russia had collapsed. We could have made the decision, rather the... The imperial leaders, not us as a people, could have made a decision to try and maintain a somewhat balance of power with everyone, you know, everyone equal, but some are more equal than others, and we were the most equal of them all and had dominance. We would have had dominance of the internet. We would have had...
We kind of do.
Right, but that's fading away. If China had not felt we were a threat, they wouldn't have created their own registry system for the internet. And we would have had control of, they would have had competitive search engines to Google and things like that. But our top tech companies probably would have been the de facto standard for everything in the digital age around the world.
Sure.
And whether the cloud storage, the that movement to cloud storage and servers and as opposed to it being balkanized now with China having theirs and other regions having theirs. And we would have had the dollar dominance. We would have controlled the transfer of money through the SWIFT. We would have controlled the IMF and the World Bank. We would have had peaceful hegemony.
Everything would have been great.
Well, it's like the mafia.
It's a lot like the mafia.
Successful mafia bosses know that too much killing is bad for business. We don't need to have all this violence. We just need control.
That's exactly what mafia dons think. And basically, the government is organized crime that flies flags outside of its buildings. Especially when you're talking on an international level, when it comes to militaries and that kind of thing, there is no governing body. There's no one telling you you can or can't do anything. It's just force of will and arms that control stuff.
Right. And we, after World War II, we as in our collective English-speaking allies and some of our European allies, had created the infrastructure to maintain their hegemony and their control without breaking down into war. But it was the Bush administration and the neocons that decided, man, that'd be okay. We can really set this up for the project for the new American century.
Indeed. So what concerns me, and I think it's worth getting out there, because pretty much every war that the United States has been in has been predicated on some kind of untruth. There's been something that was false about the reason that we're doing this thing or that thing. And what I'm seeing in this situation in the Black Sea is a Lusitania kind of scenario. There's not a big playbook when it comes to the government, because the same things keep working over and over again. So why would you try something new? What happened with the Lusitania was this. The United States was sending arms to Great Britain on a passenger ship. And the Germans got sick and tired of starving, and because the Germans got about 10% of U.S. Shipments early on, and then after that it was less so. So it turns out that Germans are sinking ships, and they thought that there were arms on the Lusitania. They were trying to let the ships that had civilians on them just go. But if you had arms, they were going to sink you. So they sunk the Lusitania. Turns out that the Lusitania did, in fact, have arms on it. Many years later, we discovered that. So for 100 years, essentially, the world believed the Lusitania had was just a civilian ship.
Unjustly sunk.
But it turns out it was more than I don't know, just. Well, I'm not prepared to say that it was justly sunk, but, there was more than.
So how does that compare
reason.
With.
Here in.
Because World War I had already started.
Indeed. Well, this war has already started, too. The United States is in a proxy war with Russia right now. And fortunately, neither side has used nuclear weapons, but either side could. And that concerns me greatly. People will say things like, Putin's crazy. Well, do you want to mess with a crazy guy who has nuclear weapons then? Because it seems best to leave him alone. So what's going to happen, I think.
But there's different power centers of power in Russia.
Certainly. Yeah, lots of weird stuff going on. I think it's best to let Russia
class. I think it's more like, as my accountant.
Well, let me finish up the story on it real quick. So the United States blew up the gas pipeline and then said, we don't know who did that. The United States is going to send a ship in that is intended to look like a arms transport ship, which in fact only has humanitarian aid of some sort. It's going to get sunk. The U.S. is going to say, see, those Russians are bad people. They killed 9 of our sailors and sunk this humanitarian aid stuff. Who knows what's in the ship. And then they're going to go to war.
Don't think so.
Okay. I'm deeply concerned that if Biden isn't held responsible for his actions that come his lame duck term, he's going to do whatever he wants.
I don't see it playing out that way. I see it playing out a different way.
Okay. Well, tell me how it's going to play out.
Well, almost a year and a half ago, I was talking to my CPA, and he said, how do you think this Ukraine thing is going to play out? And
a year and a half ago seems like a long time, Henry.
Yeah, it does. I said, I think we're going to fight to the last Ukrainian. And, oh, Mark, that's not funny. Just because my CPA laughed, said, that's sad, but that's true. But we can achieve our goals without that. The goal that I would submit to you is to keep Russia tied down, to expend its resources, to weaken it economically, and get it into a state similar to when Yeltsin took over from Gorbachev, where there
it was pretty weak, the
central authority has been weakened. And in a perfect world for the hardcore imperialist, it's not a reluctant imperialist like me, is that the disparate republics, former republics of the Soviet Union, will start looking at their natural resources, and the central authority won't be able to keep them in line, and you will balkanize them on a continental scale, not on a Yugoslavia.
I think that's very likely,
yeah.
What you're saying.
And I think China would like that, too. You look at where a lot of the resources of Russia are in the east, and all it takes, you know, like the people talk about the soft invasion on our southern border. I'm not subscribing to that as my way of describing it. But
China,
you talk about a soft invasion when you got a billion people and a very aging population in Russia, you can just sort of mosey on northward, and before you know it, you've got a de facto control of some of the greatest resources in the world.
Very likely. Not unlikely at all.
So maybe China isn't really that upset with us either.
Well, I suspect
China
hasn't gotten into it. I mean,
China just doesn't want us to succeed too well.
Right. If China thought that there was a benefit to them in getting the Ukrainian conflict, they would. And they haven't. So, you know,
other than some minor military.
Sure, they want Russia to believe that we're on your side. Don't worry. Good luck.
Yeah. So in China's perfect world, Putin continues to become a more and more junior partner in the relationship.
Well, I think that's a reality. And here's
demographically, it's a reality.
And here's something that's wild that I'll just throw out there. What if the United States offered Russia membership in NATO? Then NATO would become a force against China to bring them into line, which is clearly where the power in the world's going. And Russia would, I mean, you know, if when they don't have to worry about getting invaded, then they don't have to worry about getting invaded.
As you probably know, when you threw that out to me, that Putin had suggested back in the Clinton administration that maybe Russia would be a good partner for NATO.
Yeah, it has been suggested more than three times. And usually NATO just knocks it back because NATO is a Russia fighting force. And they don't understand the idea. And I think that it needs to be.
That's
it's a good thing,
tactics
France,
of their military, but they are an imperial expansionist, at least since the fall of the Soviet Union. That has been their agenda, not to fight Russia, but to expand their empire.
Right, and expanding into Russia
with our junior partners in Europe.
Would be, right, indeed. Russia would be very useful in expanding that partnership quite a bit further. It's the largest country on the planet.
But if your ultimate goal is to contain China, then, and you really want it all, like the neocons of the Project for the New American Century, you don't want to have to cut Russia in on this. Back in the Iraq invasion, not Desert Storm, the one to take down Saddam.
The Persian Gulf.
Russia was, and we got to remember, that's 2001. I remember looking at the Pravda website shortly after 9/11, when the U.S. was only going into Afghanistan. And on the Pravda website, they had on their banner, it was like a blending of the American flag and the Russian flag with Putin's headshot and George Bush's headshot on, like, we are working together to bring down the Muslim terrorists. And following through to 2002 and the buildup for the Iraq War, Russia was willing to not like big time assist us, but to tacitly and in some ways logistically assist us. They just wanted to keep the oil fields they already had. Yeah. But Dick Cheney and company is like,
did not like that.
No. We don't need you that badly.
I understand. You know, it's like World War II, right? It's just a couple of bad guys fighting each other. And that's why I don't like war, is because it's always a couple of bad guys fighting each other. There's rarely this sort of legitimate war. I think the United States Revolution might be...
you think that was legitimate?
I think that...
Revolutionary war did Canada have?
Indeed. They had none, and Canada is where the loyalists went. And Canada ended up probably as free as the United States, depending on how you parse these things, according to the Cato Institute, which is...
Sure, if you want free medical care.
Well,
I'm just baiting you, Mark, as you tried to bait me earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'll bait you all day long. Anyway,
grab the hook.
I do think that if enough people in a given geographic area want to throw off an oppressive ruler 5,000 miles away, they should do their very best not to have 5,000 rulers 1 mile away.
All right. So where does that leave us?
That leaves us with I sincerely hope the United States doesn't go to war with Russia and Ukraine. You know that they... The A-10 Warthog, are you familiar with this plane?
I can't fly it, but yeah. I'm familiar with
the name. Internet loves the A-10 Warthog. So the U.S. military has recently decommissioned, the Air Force has decommissioned, I think, all of the A-10 Warthogs. And they were trying to give them to Ukraine. And Ukraine didn't want them. Like, this is how out of date this plane is they're like, we're not sending up good pilots and those things. Hell no. Send us some F-16s, which, by the way, is an old plane, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are getting their pilots trained, and in a couple of years they'll be able to fly them.
So do you have any predictions on how this Ukrainian thing is going to come out? Are they is Russia going to keep
I predict that we will see more death and destruction, like the horrors of World War I, that the Ukrainian people will see more of the country devastated, that Russia's people will find themselves in greater, dire economic straits. I predict that the leaders will have an even greater ability to skim off the top of all the trough of money that is
indeed
flowing through with the aid and the military assistance. And is that enough?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. That's how they all go, and that's how this one's going to go.
Now, I do know that we are calling up some reservists and getting them ready to be stationed in Europe. I talked to someone who's, I don't know if it was his son or nephew, was recently called up on the reserves, and they're not going to Ukraine. But the recruiting... I mean, we're falling short on our recruiting goals in the military. I don't know why people don't want to sign up for a chance to see Eastern Europe, but I hear it's great skiing in the winter.
I've been to Prague and Czech Republic. It was lovely.
There is a going through the motions of starting to mobilize troops because we're just short. We have a labor shortage in the U.S. Conspiracists would think, oh, well, that's why they want to have a recession to put people out of work so more people will join the military. But we have such demand for labor here in the U.S. that the military isn't offering such a good deal anymore compared to what you can find without having to put your life at risk.
Right. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is that it appears as though people don't want to be cops and soldiers and you know, these sorts of things because they feel like, well, you know, what am I risking my self for? And this is what happened to the Roman Empire at one point. They basically got to the point that they're just conscripting a bunch of Germans into the Roman Empire, and then, well, they trained all the people that ultimately sacked the city.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, United States was set up to be New Rome by the founders. We'll see.
Well, and going back to my point, you know, there was a lot of general peaceful times under those 400 years of the Roman Empire. It was just on the edges you had the killing and stuff. You got a lot of good roads and aqueducts.
Indeed, there were a lot of them.
No, I thought you had more stuff.
No, next subject.
Oh, well, my goodness. Let me look at the show prep. And, well, I need something that I think we can fit into this time slot. We're doing a little on-air pre-production, post-production, production talk here. We're making the audience a part of the show. And if they could only speak and tell us what they wanted to hear, we would be responding to them. But instead, I need to be them.
News of the week.
Not only am I the eyes of the audience, I am the editors of the audience. And so let's go to something that isn't in the documents that I prepared for show prep. How about who believes in God anymore? Because, you know, there are no atheists in foxholes.
there's your segue. Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Well, I was actually, so what this is a Gallup poll that came out, I think it might just be yesterday or today. Where's the date on this? Well, anyway, Dateline Washington, D.C., the percentage of Americans who believe in each of the five religious entities. Now, I was thinking I was going to see, like, you know, Krishna, Jesus, etc. But no, that's not what Gallup was polling. They were polling these five, their top five list of religious entities: gods, angels, heaven, hell, and the devil.
Okay, you know, that's interesting.
Yes, because it also seems like you should have had demons there if you're going to have angels.
Yes. I think that if you're believing in angels, you're likely on the demon train, though.
I don't know if that's a given, but we'll continue.
I don't know if it's a given or not.
Anyway, the percentages for Americans, this is an American poll. We haven't gone into other outer regions of the world, have edged downward 3 to 5% since 2016. Still, majorities believe in all these things, ranging from a high of 74% for God. He's still number one in Americans' minds, to lows of 59% for hell and 58% for the devil. So 1% more people believe in hell. Maybe they believe that hell is more of a libertarian place. Without a leader, that 1%.
Well, the Bible, as I understand it, the purpose of hell was to have a place to put Satan. And I think that the evidence that a loving and just God is going to send his beloved children to be tormented for all of eternity is unlikely. You know, whether or not a bunch of demons goes to hell or not is really pretty irrelevant to me in my life.
Okay, so two-thirds believed in heaven and angels.
Okay.
And I've got this on a graph in front of me because I am the eyes of the audience. The graph starts in 2001 and finishes in 2023 with those numbers we just went over. So let me ask you, Mark. So it's 74% believe in God now, in Americans.
Yep.
God loving Americans. What do you think the percentage was in 2001? What was the percentage of belief in God?
I'm going to say 60%.
No, it's gone down, Mark.
Oh.
It had to be higher than 74%.
Okay. I guess you're talking 80% then.
90%.
Wow.
Yeah, 90%. And that stayed steady through looks like 2004, and then trended down to 86% in 2007. Now, remember, we have the housing crisis about this time.
Uh-huh.
So there may be a correlation there. I don't know if it's causation. One of the more interesting lines here is the spread between heaven and angels. So if you go to 2007, where we first started having, you know, some economic problems, There was a, 75, 81. There was a 6% spread difference between heaven and hell. I mean, excuse me, heaven and angels. Pardon me. Heaven and angels. Let me be clear. Now, since 2016, that number is almost the same. It was closer before 2007, but still there was a spread there. Now, with hell and the devil, they've been flowing pretty much in line with each other, with just minor spreads between the people that believe in the devil and don't believe, or believe in hell and don't believe in the devil.
So heaven is plummeting, angels plummeting, hell and the devil.
Trending, I would say trending.
Okay.
Plummeting would be much, much lower.
I see.
Now, if you go into church attendance, that's plummeting.
Right.
But we'll cover more cultural, anthropological things as we get into this and much, much more. We may even cover some news in the next time.
It's my plan.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.